So full disclosure, I've always davened at Ashkenazi since my bar mitzvah. So just full disclosure, going into this, you know, chabura, no one should think that I don't have an agenda. I 100% have an agenda. So this is not unbiased at all. Definitely, you know, I'm pro Ashkenazi. Question is, how are you allowed to not daven at a Hashkamim? Let's talk out the case. Shabbos, what time did you daven this Shabbos morning? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. 10
Let's just do 9 o'clock. Let's make it cleaner. Okay, 9. Okay, 9. I'll give you 9. 9 o'clock. What time was the later Zman Kriya Shema?
9:14.
Okay, you made the later Zman Kriya Shema? Were you up to Kriya Shema? You know, in its normal place by 9:14, yes or no?
No.
Definitely not. Unless you have a speedy chazan, not going to happen. 9:14. So all the shuls have 9 o'clock. Even if you have an 8:45 chakras, it's still very close. And we know there are two times of Kriya Shema, you know, so we're not even going to discuss that. That's very technical. We're not even getting into that. I'll grant you, you could have the later Zman of Kriya Shema, which is the Vilna Gaon's Zman of Kriya Shema, which was 9:14, and yet, you all davened, 9 o'clock davening, but yet the Kriya Shema was not said by 9:14 in davening. So you're all going to tell me that you're very frum. What did you do? On your way walking to shul at 8:45, what did you do? You said Kriya Shema. You put on your gartel, you put on your talus, whatever you want to wear, your bekisha, and you sat down, b'kavana, it took you a 7-minute Kriya Shema, and you said Kriya Shema, shuckling the whole way through, right? And you did Kriya Shema before the proper time. So the problem is, what about Birchos Kriya Shema? You're not doing Birchas Kriya Shema till after 9:14. Are you Yotzei Kriya Shema in its ideal form or not? And are you in fact obligated, therefore, to daven at a hashkamim? And you make birchas Kriya Shema before 9:14. So the Ramah in Simon Mem Vav Shulchan Aruch says, no, don't worry about it. He says, "V'tov lomar b'shachris, achar Shema Yisrael, baruch shem kivod malchuso yom vod." In the brachos that you say in Pesukah de Zimra, when we say Shema Yisrael, right? When you say before Pesukah de Zimra, Karbanos, right? We say this Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's better to add on the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. Why? Because this way, if later on you see you're going to miss Kriya Shema in the proper time, at least you got Shema and Baruch Shem earlier on. Other poskim on the Shulchan Aruch say, in fact, once you're at it, you may as well say the first parak of, you know, Kriya Shema. In fact, some say you should say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema in the Karbanos. Why?
We say Baruch
Shem. Exactly, it's from this Ramah. This Ramah says you should say Baruch Shem. Why? Says Ramah explains. Because the time you get to Kriya Shema, it's going to be 9:27. And you had 9:14 was the Zman. So what did you do? So if you said Kriya Shema with Baruch Shem and the first paragraph or whatever, even all three paragraphs at 8:45, then you're fine. You're Yotzei Bezeh, says Ramah. Sounds like the Ramah just saved 9 o'clock chakras. Right? Everything's fine and dandy according to the Ramah. Just say all your Birchas Kriya Shema, as I say, all the paragraphs of Shema, or at least say part of the paragraphs of Shema at 8:45, and then okay, who cares if you don't say Kriya Shema till later on? Yeah?
What is that little paragraph that we say before and after have to do with Birchas Shema?
Nothing to do with Birchas Shema.
Exactly. So how are you
going to
say Dach Shema and
Birchas Seha? I'm not Yotzei Birchas Shema and Birchas at this point, and in fact, the Ramah says I don't care about that seemingly. As long as I say Shema at the proper time, seemingly it's fine. And Ramah gives you an answer. Ramah says, Ramah helps you cheat. The Ramah tells you, just say Baruch Shem Kvam HaKuso, and then don't worry if it goes a little bit over. Says the Ber Halacha, the Gra doesn't buy into that. Ayin Ber HaGra Shekasev, V'li Nira, She'ein Nachon B'zeh Watzeis Plo Brachas, V'gamu Yismach Glu Tefillah. Hello, your question. You're not doing Kriya Shema with the Brachos. And you're not putting Kriya Shema next to Shmon Esrei. So very good, you said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaMilven. You said all three paragraphs. You put on your gartel, you were mamish shuckling the whole way through your Kriya Shema. And you said all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema in Karbanos. You still didn't say the Birchas Kriya Shema. You didn't still do Smichas Gula Tefillah. So what's going on over here? Yeah.
Yeah, the next time you said when you say.
Yeah, but the next time it's already passed. The Zman Kriyashma.
Oh,
so Mr. Schmidt saying no, you're right. Okay, fine. But the Zman of Brachos, you're very smart, is only 4 hours into the day. So you have a whole another hour to say the Brachos Kriyashma. So you're saying you're doing the Brachos Kriyashma, Avarab and all those stuff, you know, Ayotzerar, at the proper time. But okay, so you didn't do Kriyashma with the Brachos at the proper time for Kriyashma. But yet, that's fine according to the Ramah. The Bir Halacha says, according to the Gra, it's no good. And in fact, let me read to you what the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha continues. He says, you know what? He says, says the Bir Halacha. He says, it's possible that according to this Vilna Gaon, that you would not even, he suggests, O Epshir Shesover Agra, Tafil Bezeh Yosir Tov Sheyikru Kriyashman Bezmana Bebirchosel, maybe it's better to daven by yourself. You only have a nine ten minion in your whole neighborhood. What do? You're not gonna make the brachos with Krishma, says the Berwacha. You know what you should do? Daven by yourself at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because this way you'll get the Birchas Kriyashma with the Kriyashma, and you'll get Smichas Kulatfila, and then you'll come to Shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Gra, according to this Berwacha, is suggesting you're not even allowed to daven at a 9-10 minyan. In other words, you are a mechuyev to daven at a 7:45 shacharis or an 8:30 shacharis or an 8 o'clock shacharis in order to make sure that you make the kriyashma with the brachos at the proper time. Now, what's the longness of that? The longness is because the birchos kriyashma, perhaps, is connected to kriyashma. Even though by themselves the birchos kriyashma, you may have an extra hour for them, but still, in order to do Kriyashma the proper way, Kriyashma needs a bracha. What's the bracha that we say in Kriyashma? That's the Birchas Kriyashma. So if you do a mitzvah without the bracha, is that optimal? Is that not optimal? So very good, you said Kriyashma at 7:45 when you woke up. But if you're not doing the brachos with the Kriyashma, you're not yotze Kriyashma in the proper way.
Can you say the brachos separately?
Can you say the brachos? Yeah, mazel tov. So at 9:22, when you say the Birchas Kriyashma, and you say it very frum, so you yotze the Birchas Kriyashma in its optimal time for the Birchas Kriyashma. But so when you go up to Shemayim, they're going to give you a check for Birchas Kriyashma. But then they're going to say, did you do Kriyashma?
You did each one separately
in its right time, but you didn't do the combination in its proper time, because the combination is you need Kriyashma with the brachos at the optimal time.
That's what I'm saying. Can you say from Yishtabach till whatever early?
Early. So according to the Barawach, he's suggesting, perhaps according to the Grot, not only can you would have to do that. So what's Pshat? No? So how are we gonna reconcile this? So do you have any pshat? How are you allowed to daven at 9 o'clock? I'm gonna be thrown out of the shul if I don't come out that you're allowed to daven at 9 o'clock.
Well,
you know, 9 o'clock chakras,
9:10. Kriyashma by itself is a diaraisa by itself.
Yeah.
And the brachas are not diaraisa, that's for sure.
So okay, and another proof. So to hit you even stronger, what you're saying is that Kriyashma doesn't really have. If Kriyashma really had a bracha, says the Rama back to the Berlacha, obviously of earlier, but what he would respond is that.
Well, they did say brachas haTorah.
Oh, wait, so that's a set. You're giving two separate excellent answers. Let's nail them one at a time. Number one, you're saying is Kriyashma doesn't need a bracha. You know why? Because if the rabbis really wanted a Birchas Kriyashma, just like they made a bracha on a lulav, just like they made a bracha on achilas matzah, they would have made a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Okinu Malchum Asher Kisham Tzavet Tzivanu. I know. Al Shema, Al Kriyashma, or Lomar Kriyashma, right? There's no such Likros Kriyashma. There's no such bracha. The fact that there's no such bracha must mean that Kriyashma by itself is okay by itself. And that's how the Rama would respond to the Bir Agra. Now keep in mind the Bir Agra would disagree with that. But fine, at least according to the Rama, you're safe. Another answer. So I was hoping the Aruch HaShulchan would help us out. So the Aruch HaShulchan helps us out. What time do you daven during the week? You daven at 9:30 during the week? Nah, not really. We all should be so lucky to be able to get up at 9:30 during the week. Most of the time you daven at 7 o'clock during the week. So perhaps there's another heter for the Shabbos, 9 o'clock, you know, daveners on Shabbos morning based on Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, look, he quotes this Rama, he quotes the Bir Agra, and then he says, V'davar zev, he says, it's better not to, I'm trying to find the right thing, he says, V'chein harikama posim, says the end here. He says the eich nomer lasso ze achar asman shol kriyashma bekvius for abosenu kshe tiru ze or we tiru rak bemikra for lo bekvius. He says maybe you could rely on this heter of the Ramah in a once in a while, but not bekvius. In other words, if you daven every day at 9:30 or 9, let's make it exact, 9:14, 9 o'clock, daven every day at 9 o'clock. So every day you miss Kriya Shema Biberchosel, then he says you can't really rely on this Ramah. But he says you want to rely on them Ramah once in a while, rak b'mikre v'lo b'kvias. So I don't know, is Shabbos morning, is that b'mikre v'lo b'kvias? It's every Shabbos, but it's 1/7.
But it sounds about like it's kvias now, because we're doing...
Because we're doing kaseh. I'm trying to help you,
I know, but I'm
so rak b'mikre.
Down your help.
I know, because it's set up. Yeah, but maybe it's only once in a while. Maybe it's once in a while. Okay, so what's the heter? So we need your other heter. Yeah. Okay, right, maybe it's only a few Shabbosim, that's a fair point. If it's only a few Shabbosim during the year, it's more than a few than you think. It's more than four or five. And it comes out to have, what, 15 Shabbosim?
At least.
10?
Although there are
10, 15 Shabbosim in a year.
There are communities that do daven at 8:30 only.
Correct, some communities moving earlier.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say the time is 9:14, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to finish by 9:14 or start by 9:14?
Well, start Krishna. Really supposed to get up to Shemona Esrei by 9:14, because this way it's the whole Birchas Krishna. So you have to get up to, you know, Goal Yisrael, whatever, to get up to Shemona Esrei by 9:14. It would have to be, based on this.
Usually on Shabbos, we're up to Kriyat Shema by about 9:43, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you're way past. You're way past. So what's the Heter? So the Heter, only Heter I saw, is the true. I looked, I tried to find the term for you. I can't say I looked as hard as I looked at other Chaburas, because I like to, but I'd rather you guys all come down and Shkomi, but then I'm going to get thrown out. So what's the Heter? What's the Heter? Terechet Tzibor is not going to cover it. So you were right before. You said a very big one, the Shavart, which the Chuvus van Hoggis calls a Dover Chiddush, he says. His Dover Chiddush is that, guess what? You do say Birchas Kriyashma in the proper time. You know when you do it? Birchas HaTorah. He says your Birchas HaTorah counts as a Birchas Kriyashma. Wild Chiddush. Therefore, you say, if you go on your way walking to shul at 8:45, you say Birchas HaTorah, you say Kriyashma right after, that counts as a Birchas Kriyashma. But then, wait a second, I can't leave you out without his final caveat. One second, let me end with his final caveat.
Say the two together.
Mikan Azhara Gedol, after he said his Chiddush, after he matured it for you, after he said it was okay, he says, however, Mikan Azhara Gedol with B'nai Torah. Well, Achar Kriyashma B'Birchosel Achar Zman. He says, however, this should be a warning to B'nai Torah not to delay Kriyashma and the Brachas after the proper time. Shamavad Shiesh Migdoli Akadmonim, this really the Kriyashma Tzarech Bracha Lefaneh. He says, even though if you all like the many Rishonim that say Kriyashma does need a Bracha, he says, fine. And even if he says, Mikom Makom, he says, Mivato Abracha Makayim Mitzvah B'Bracha, he says, V'Av Sheyevenu B'Makom Akash Shabrichas HaTorah B'Boker Mo'ok Bracha. He says, even though I wrote in an earlier tshuva that I gave you this heter, that Birchas HaTorah counts. He says, I was the one who gave the heter for everyone to daven late. He says, Mikom Makom Takones Chachamim. The ideal way for the Chachamim said is, L'Kayim Mitzvah Kriyashma B'Birchosel V'Av Mitzvah Eina Ketikuna Kemosh Tzivanu Chazal. It's not the proper way to do it, just to rely on Birchas HaTorah that you said in the morning with Kriyashma. He says, "V'yoser yesh lachosh shahamon am kisharoen shomer achar esman medam and shemuter." He says, "People are going to think that it's mutter." How many people that go to 9 o'clock meaning say Kriyashma before 9 o'clock? Do a study next Shabbos. Ask
everybody.
You assume everyone? He assumes no.
He says no.
He says no.
Everything.
He says the Hamel
Rav. A nice amount.
He's nowadays. Chuvus van Hoggis. He's alive today. He says Hamon Am Kasharon Shomer Lachar is Man Medam and Shemutter. They think that if you're having a 9 o'clock meeting, they're going to think it's Mutter. He says they Mevatlin Kriyashma Bizmana, Va Kriyashma Lachar is Manah Bechashash Balto. So he's fine. And Shinir Shopam can die with Spal Biyachidus. He says it's better to daven be yechidus in the proper time than to daven at 9 o'clock. When after he just gave the heter for it, this is Chelek Beis.
Where does he live?
He lives now in Eretz Yisrael. He's from Johannesburg originally, South Africa. It's different. Fine, and he says that's what he says. Actually, he says that's what he says. He says he brings from others. Shemarich position with spalik yagam be yechidus when Mnoach chil Hashem mitakol achir. At the end of the day, look, halacha l'maisa, the Welt completely relies upon the 9 o'clock chakras across the board of Menach Hasidish, Whitfish, Modern Orthodox, whatever Welt, there's always 9 o'clock minyanim, they always have it. So what's Pshat? Yes, they rely on the fact that it's, number one, they hold like the simple pshat Ramah. The Ramah seems to say it's okay. They go against the Gra. And even number two, even if you hold like the Gra, maybe you could say that Birchas HaTorah in the morning counts for that Krishma. Otherwise, I'm not sure. Otherwise, I guess you have to name an Ashkam.